First, let's get the really bad news out of the way right off the bat.
If you have a credit profile, for whatever reason, you have an Equifax credit profile, your information has been lost. It has been hacked. And so you are potentially a victim.
That's Ben Graybar, financial leader and vice president at Hancock Bank in Tallahassee. And there's more bad news for those who shop on the internet.
Somewhere in the area of up to 46% of websites have had the opportunity to be hacked on the backside, where you're going to what you think is a legitimate site, and it may well be, and that site has been compromised somehow, where you're downloading something other than just the purchase you were expecting on that website, and you didn't even know it.
Totally boycotting the internet probably isn't a practical solution, so Graybar has this tip to minimize the risk.
Shop with a credit card, because if you end up with subsequent charges, and you can expect that you will, then at least you have a third party in between that you can go to that will help unravel the extra charges and get them refunded to you.
But what if, for whatever reason, your only payment option is a debit card?
Have a checking account that has maybe no minimum balance tied to it, and do not have overdraft protection connected to that card. Have that ATM debit card connected with that checking account. Then you can go wherever you want to and shop with it. And when you're ready to make a purchase, you can log into your bank, manually transfer the money into that account. There's only that much money in there. Execute your purchase. And if the bad guy gets a hold of the number and tries to do something with it, there's no money there to do it with.
Of course, there are multiple ways bad guys can steal your identity and money.
The number one thing I recommend, look every day at yesterday on your bank accounts and on your credit card bills. Because if I ask you, what'd you have for lunch Tuesday 2 weeks ago? Because you just got your bank statement in the mail and you're looking at the solid month. I don't know the answer to that. But if I can say, what did we do yesterday? That's pretty clear and easy.
And if there is a purchase you know isn't yours, contact the bank right away. You need to do this every single day, says Graybar, because it's getting ever tougher to figure out which purchases are yours and which are someone else's.
The bad guys put charges on their card that were in line with the amounts of their regular activity, and they were actually labeled with the fake company names. And so if you're looking at it, you go, oh, there's a Comcast bill, there's an Amazon bill, except it wasn't them, it was the bad guys that instead of just trying to steal money, they're trying to cover it up and have you not notice for some period of time.
Graybar has several other tips on how not to be a victim, and we'll have those for you next week. For WFSU News, I'm Tom Flanagan.